Going to be different today, I think so. Today feels like kind of like that type of vibe of acoustic, like sitting in a table, down light, and let's talk about this topic that I want to share with you guys today. That's the way that it feels for me in my heart. So, but we'll see. We'll see how you guys think about that one. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We declare in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that you are here today like always, and you are touching our hearts. You are blessing our minds. You are transforming us according to your will. Please, be you speaking to the church, not me. I want you to please remove my own understanding, my own knowledge here on the earth, and be you speaking to the church. We want to just share your word and be you speaking. In the name of your Son Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. But today we're going to continue talking about why me, and that question is always in the top of our mind. Why me? Why I'm going through this situation? Why I am the leader of this position or company? Why I have this business? Why I have kids? Why I do not have kids? So that type of question, right? That we always have in our mind, and we like to understand through the scripture, why you, why me? Because God always have a purpose in our life. And at the end of the day, you guys know the answer. Everything is for his glory. So whatever anything else that is included there is everything for his glory. But if we have that mindset, that heart, everything will make sense for us over here on the earth. So today is going to be a topic that God blessed me during the week, and it's kind of, I guess, on hand with you, Chris, related to work. This past week, I have a lot of experiences about communication, and I want to share with you guys about that a little bit. And communication because, for example, in my experience, it was kind of, I was the translator of HR meeting. So I was translating from English to Spanish some type of topics like harassment, topics like drugs, abuse at workforce or work environment, code of conduct, name it, that type of stuff. But for me, I think that's really important topics that the people need to understand, and there's critical steps over there in the translation that you have to make sure that you are translating everything correctly. Kind of going on hand, maybe not in the translation, but on the communication, and with Chris' situation that he shared today with us, and I will sit down with you later, Chris, to understand the gap that happened over there with the miscommunication, why you don't have those two parts that you need. And that's kind of going on hand in our life. We interact a lot in communication with people, a lot of communication with mom, wife, kids, children, coworkers, friends, church members. We interact a lot with the communication, also with him, and him with you. So we have three different things right now. You communicating with him, he communicating with you, and you communicating with the human beings. And we are really an important part of this because you are kind of the part that is communicating what he's communicating to you and you're communicating to the people. So it's kind of something really important that we have to be careful what we are communicating, how we are communicating, what he's trying to communicate to that person, that you are passing that information. So when we start talking about the communication, we understand that communication is kind of the process of transfer information, data, anything else related to that. Now, what is the importance of that data or information that you are passing to another person? Again, we're doing this every day, every second. We're interacting even in text messages or emails, and every word, every comma, every dot or quote, it can refer something to the other person. We can see different factors of this communication. Number one, the sender, the person that is sending the communication. Number two, the recipient, the person that is receiving the information. Number three, the information that is going between that two parties. And in that kind of information, how the recipient, how the sender are sending it and the recipient receiving it is really important. And I think we should use the reference of God in our life, or Jesus Christ, so that way we can implement that in our life and use it for His glory. Amen? Okay, let's start. Let's go through the scripture. When we start using the reference of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ communicates in different ways, you know that. Parables, storytelling. He also communicated to the Pharisees kind of a little bit in a strong manner. And we will share some scriptures. And he also communicated to the people with miracles, with some things that people could not understand. And there's so many things that he used as a communication that I think is going to be a benefit for us also. But I want to start with Exodus 20. Let's go to Exodus 20. And we're going to verse 18. Chapter 20, 18. You remember this story, right? This is God using Moses to speak to the people. And this is the part when he get the Ten Commandments. And now after the Ten Commandments happen, take a look of this conversation between God, Moses, and the people. 18. When the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain and its in smoke, they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance and say to Moses, "Speak to us yourself, and we will listen. But do not have God speak to us, or we will die." Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. God has come to test you, so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning." The people remained at distance. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to work with that. Lightning, tremble, fire. I don't want that too close to me. You talk to him, and then you talk to me, and I will listen and obey. We know the story. Sometimes it does not work that way. Also, let's go really quick. Deuteronomy? Yes. 4. Let's go to chapter 4. I think this is the first time that I say it correct, right? Number 4. 5 and 8. See, I have taught you decrees and laws as the Lord my God commanded me, so that you may follow them in the land you are entering to take possession of it. Observe them carefully, for this will show you wisdom and understanding to the nations, who will hear about all these decrees and say, "Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What other nation is so great? What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them, the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to Him? And what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws I am setting before you today?" So what he's saying over here is that God provide us some decrees, some principles. And he's talking about here the Ten Commandments. That's fine. Now, God is putting that in our hearts so we can obey and follow them. And when we do that, other people can see, wow, that God is amazing. That God responds to them because they are responding correctly to God right away. The communication is working. God is sending the requirements. He's talking to the people. The people answer to his communication. And now the nation around that people will say, man, I like that God. That God is amazing. He responds really quick. The people is obeying, and you can see the benefits. You can see the blessings. You can see the protection. You can see the provision, because the communication is working. But what happened when we change the story over there and we keep in distance with God? There's no communication. There's no application of His decrees. And because there's no application of these decrees, there's no blessing, protection, provision. People will say, that's the God? I'm going to start searching for another God. And that's why we have that kind of mentality right now over here on the earth, because we have been created to be worshiped something. And in this case, it's supposed to be God, our creator. But the people, that is all human beings, they've been created to worship. If they're not worshiping God, they're going to worship something else. And that's going to be money. That's going to be maybe another human being. That's maybe another, name it, material thing. When he's supposed to be more focused to worshiping him all the time. And at the end of the day, all to the worship to him, to follow his decrees, to everything, it will be to for his glory. All the time. At the end of the day, that's all thing. Everything that we are doing is going to be for his glory. We're working according to his will. We're believing in him. We're trusting in him. But everything is going to be for his glory. So everyone on the earth and everyone will see his power, his glory manifesting through you. In work, family, miracles, healing, family, provision, name it, everything. So that's the glory of God manifested in our life. Now, God noticed that the people were always keeping in distance. And then he say, okay, let me send my son Jesus Christ. He's the word according to scripture. So words is the method of communication. So let me send my communication to the world in front of them. And they will see my communication in front of them and acting correctly. The scripture says that Jesus Christ spoke with clarity and purpose. We can go to Matthew 5:37, and he says, all you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. This is Jesus Christ talking. He talks in parables also. He listened, and he asked questions. One of the greatest principles of communication, it will be listening. And that's what also God is waiting for us, to listen. And I know I'm human. I'm also in the same boat of you guys. Sometimes we need things and we just go on needs and we just like, Father God, we need this. Father God, Father God, Father God. And Father God maybe is saying, shh, silence. I already know your needs. I already know what you need. Listen you to me. And I will follow, and I will show you what you need to follow. Just listen to my voice. Listen what I need to tell you. And I will show you the way. And I will show you what you need to continue pursuing in your life. That's why the scripture says in Mark 8:29, but what about you? That was a question that Jesus Christ is asking. Jesus Christ is asking a question. Who do you say I am? Peter answered, you are the Messiah. So we're seeing here Jesus Christ practicing the communication about him listening, a question that he's asking. He's not just here, imponent, or like putting something on the table and say, this is what it needs to be done or whatever. He also listened. And he also kept silence, according to Scripture. The Bible says, in John 8:11, no one, sir, she say, then neither do I condemn you, Jesus declared. Go now and leave your life of sin. This is when he was using or talking with this lady, the Samaritan lady. Two different people, two different culture. The Jews are not supposed to be with them at that moment. So you can see that Jesus Christ have a compassion with this lady. during the communication, Jesus Christ is showing us compassion and showing us how we're supposed to address a communication with another one, human beings like you and me. And this story also is referring to that woman that it was get in the act of adultery. And the guys were over there and say, according to the law of Moses, you're supposed to throw a stone to this lady. And he just started just writing on the... I wish there was a drone over there on the top to see what he was writing. Because the Bible doesn't say anything, but I wish I can see what he was writing. But he just kept writing over there. And he said, see the communication that he's establishing with these people, the Pharisees, the law guys over there. Throw the stone. If you feel like you have the right, that you don't have any sins, throw it to her. And he keep writing on the floor. What type of communication is that one? It's really smart. And when he just raised his eyes up, he said, where are all those people that they were condemning you? They're gone. Pay attention to what he say. We're talking about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Word, the communication is on the earth, walking. And he's saying to this lady, then neither I condemn you. What kind of powerful word is this? The man without sin, the Son of God, that is supposed to have more authority than anyone, he's saying, neither I condemn you. Just go. Live your life without sin. For me, that's a great communication over there that transformed that lady. I don't know if you're seeing a miracle over there or not. I'm not seeing a physical miracle. It's just communication. Just communication. And that word, I was not there, but I'm just assuming that she was like, whoa, are you not going to condemn me? No. That word just get inside of her, break her internally, transform her, and say, I'm going to start living my life without sin. Just communication. With compassion. He confronted the injustice with boldly manner with these people, the Pharisees. Matthew 23:27. He called them whitewashed tombs. Tough. But he also addressed those situations. We also can see that he maintained silence. Matthew 26:63. When the priest was over there, he said, are you saying that you are the Messiah? Are you the Christ? Are you the one that we were waiting? And he just like kept silent. Then he said, well, after the silence, he said, you're saying it. It's like, I'm not saying it. You're saying it. Praise God. John 1:14, it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word. The Word is the method of communication from God to our life. So the communication, it was just walking on the earth and teaching us how we're supposed to address things in our life and showing us different type of things in communication. Like, for example, again, clarity, storytelling, compassion, boldness, listening, being compassionate with everyone, silence, and integrity. And when I was studying a little bit more about this, because my experience this week, it was not just related of that meeting of HR. It's kind of those weird things that God works in your life. Like, it happened with me in that HR meeting, and then when I'm interacting with this person, oh, okay, or the same situation, communication. And when I'm interacting the next day with another situation, oh, communication again, okay. And then the other following day, the same thing, communication. So it's kind of God hitting you for different areas. I'm talking to you about communication. We need to get straight this. So for me, it's a blessing. And for me, I know it's going to be transforming me. Again, I'm just sharing with you guys with the expectation that hopefully it's going to be a blessing to you guys. And when I was learning more about it, there's a principle of three phases of the communication that we can establish in our life, in our hearts, that we can implement it and try to see if it's going to be a blessing also for another people, human beings over here on the earth. And it is number one, before you spoke with someone, Is it true what you're going to say to that person? That's my first point today. Is it true what you're going to say to that person? Or is it just like, I'm assuming. That was another thing that happened. We tend to assume things, but we don't know 100% sure if it's really happened. I'm going to share this story. At work. Somebody saw someone with a bottle, clear bottle. The liquid inside it was clear. Assumptions. Alcohol. A workplace. Unacceptable. How you know it's alcohol? I'm assuming this alcohol. We have to be careful. It could be water. It's the same thing of communication. Before we're talking, before we're speaking, is it true what you're going to tell that person, or is it just assumptions? Romans 10:17. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about who? Okay, simple as that. Just go to the life of Jesus Christ, because if I go through the word about Jesus Christ, faith is coming to my life, and that's truth. Jesus Christ says, I am truth. So whatever I'm having a conversation, a communication with someone, if it's about Jesus Christ, it's supposed to be truth. If it's go through the scripture, if it's really scripture, it's truth. If it's assumptions, maybe have a second thought before you say something. Because at the end of the day, you want to try to bless that person, right? Unless you have a different heart. And then you just want to point it out your point. What I'm saying is what it is, not what you're saying. You're not saying that verbally, but maybe when you are trying to implement that communication, that's why I think God and Jesus Christ is trying to teach us in our heart. John 14:26, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. The Holy Spirit that you and I, we have internally, will help us. Will give us a revelation to understand if it's true or not true. And that will tell you, I'm not going to say it, or yes, I'm going to say it. Because it's true. Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve. This is God. He's the one searching your heart. So what is the intention that you're having this conversation or this communication with this person? Do you want to bless that person? Do you want that person to understand more the scripture? Do you want that person to listen to you, to your point, to you, what you want to say because you think it's true what you're saying? It's kind of really history right now happening on the earth. War that is happening. We have people divided, separated. Maybe when you ask these people, they will say, that's my truth. I believe that this are happening. That's why we are in war. Okay, let's go to this other section of the other group of the war. What's happening? What's going on? I think this is happening. That's what my truth is based on. And that's why they are colliding each other. They don't have an agreement. Because everyone is pulling towards their own desires, own understanding, own knowledge. But if we seek His knowledge, if we seek His will, I don't know if that's going to be true enough for you or not, but for me, I think that's the really good true enough. That's truth. And that will give us the reality in life. That's why Proverbs 3:5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Guys, it's not me. It's the scripture. That's the word. You can go in different translation, but it's the same thing. First Peter 5:8, be alert and of sober mind. And we're not talking about alcohol here. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And when you keep reading this after in the context, it's talking about different manifestations of the flesh, which those manifestations on the flesh will not keep you sober to think correctly the truth of God. It's going to be your own understanding. And you will not speak the truth to your neighbors. Chris already shared this morning. One of those two. Jesus Christ compressed all of them. The whole Ten Commandments. Just these two. Because if you do these two, you will not do the other ones automatically. It's common sense. Love God and love each other. The other ones will not happen. I'm not saying that he's ignoring the other one. The other ones are internal inside of the other two, the new two. But if we do those two, the other ones automatically will happen. You will not do anything of the other ones because you're loving your God more than anything, and you're loving the others as yourself. I want to go to John 16. Let's go to John 16. We're going through verse, let's see. It's going to be through 1 through 15, but I'm going to try to go to just 7 and 11. John 16. 7. But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you. This is the disciple saying, Jesus, don't leave us. I don't want you to leave us. And if I don't leave you, the advocate will not show up. But if I go, I will send him to you. If I go. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment about sin, because people do not believe in me. Come on, let's open their hearts. This is Jesus Christ talking and saying, I have to go because the people are not believing in me. Just maybe some of them over there. Miracles, the crowd, the 12 disciples. There were other disciples. They left him after that because then he was speaking too strong words. People that they cannot understand. The disciple says in that moment when he say, you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood. Whoa, what are you talking about? We're talking about cannibalism over here, or what's going on with this guy? And the disciples close to him left him because they were not understanding the meaning of what Jesus Christ was talking in that moment. The communication. The sender, he was sending a communication to bless them and transform them, but then the sender, on their own truth, on that moment on the earth, on that time, they were not understanding it. Because they were on their own understanding in that moment. And then the scripture says, because people do not believe in me about righteousness, because I am going to the Father where you can see me no longer, and about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. Even the Holy Spirit is practicing communication. And you have it internally of you, inside of you. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you, to me. All that belongs to the Father. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I say the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. This is going to sound weird, maybe. I don't know. But so then, thank you, God, for sending Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us so we can be saved. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for sending the Holy Spirit. What or where you and I will be right now without the Holy Spirit? Where? That's the one that is helping us right now. That's the one revealing the truth of God in our life. And that truth is the one that we need to manifest to others. James 1:19, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen. Slow to speak. And slow become angry. Two different things of communication. Listen. Be quick to that one. But be slow to speak. Listen first. That will bring truth. And that will help us to address any communication down here. Matthew 12:33. Make a tree good and its fruit will be good. Or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. A good man brings good things out of the good store up in him, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil store up in him. But I tell you that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every one empty word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. It is serious or not? Then let's be careful with our communications. I know. Stuff. Difficult for me too. But we're facing this every day. Every day we're talking about life or maybe about Jesus Christ to someone. How is getting over there is our responsibility. How we are receiving it is also our responsibility. The recipient for what you're saying is going to be blessed. If that's your goal, if you are full of good stuff in your heart, it will be sending with good stuff to that person. And that person will be blessed. Sometimes I know there's going to be some tough conversations. They have to happen. For his glory all the time. Not for you. Not for you to be more. You know what I'm saying? Okay. The second and last point that I want to share with you guys today is kindness. That's the second thing that we need to go or filter during the communication. First, truth. Is it true what I'm going to say? Or is it just assumption or presumptions? Second, is kind? Or is not kind? Titus 3:2. It says, to slander no one, to be peaceable, and considerate, and always to be gentle toward everyone. Kindness, having that heart of kind. Is it kind what you're going to say, what you're going to communicate, or not? Maybe some questions that we can ask. Does that hold true? Is there evidence to support that truth? Does this show care, or this is just considerations? Do you think this is truly needed? Might this be more than what needed? The communication that God is sending to you through Jesus Christ, the way that I receive it, at least me personally, is truth. It is kind, because I deserve that. I'm supposed to be dead, not here. Physical. Spiritually, more. But for his mercy, his compassion, his kindness, thank you, God, for that. How more I should not practice his communication here on the earth with other ones? That's why these three principles, I believe, is going to be a great blessing to our life. If we practice that, we will see a blessings happening in our daily life. Colossians 3:8 says, "But now you must also rid yourself of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips." That last one is kind of like, okay, be careful of the communication that we're saying or we're talking to other ones. We have a really, really important responsibility, church, with a lot of people that we are interacting on a daily basis. If God is putting you, or the Holy Spirit is putting you in your heart truth that you want to share, and kindness in that person, let's do it. Let's talk about it. But always follow the principles. I think God will open the door. I believe in that. And he will close the one that he needs to be closed. That's why also Ephesians 4:29 says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it might benefit those who listen." So clear over there. I heard a story this week I want to share with you guys. It's just a storytelling. And it is a farmer that has a horse. And you might be already heard this one. The farmer have a horse, and then the horse just ran away. And this person, his friend, just show up and he say, "Man, what a bad luck." Because, you know, the horse helped him to do the land, work with the land, and help also doing other stuff over there. And the farmer says, "For good or bad, I don't know." The horse came back with a wild horses. The friends show up again. "What a good luck. Now you have several horses." "For good or bad, I don't know," the farmer said. His son, he was working with the horse or horses. Like, tame them? Tame? Okay, thank you. And he fall and break his leg. The friend come back. "Man, what about luck? For good or bad, I don't know." What do you think what happened? A war happened. And the people were looking for the youngest guys to go to the war. "Man, you're lucky. Good luck, because your son don't have to go to the war." "For good or bad, I don't know." And that's what you and I are facing every day. Different things, scenarios, different for you, for me, for everyone. For good or bad, I don't know. It's for his glory. That's a different question. Right now, maybe the communication is this: for good or bad, I don't know. Maybe in a few days or weeks or months, it will be a good for good. And when that good happen, you don't know if it's going to turn then to a bad thing or maybe an uncomfortable thing in your life. I don't want to say bad, just uncomfortable. Because with God, everything is already set. So it will not be, it is not where you at. It is who you are where you at. Just keep that in your heart. If you are good with God, if you have a good heart, if you have a full, you know, blessings inside of your heart, it doesn't matter where you at. It doesn't matter the uncomfortable situation. You're good. 2 Corinthians 10. Second Corinthians, verse 10, 4 and 5. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretensions that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Christ show you the communication. Christ show us everything that we need to know. How we're supposed to live. For His glory, for His will, for His purpose. That will remove any presumption. That will remove any assumptions, anything that will remove the strongholds that we are facing in our daily life. And I want to leave you with this one. Again, Deuteronomy. Praise God. I'm excited. I'm saying it. 11:18-21. Hallelujah. Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols of your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lay down and when you get up. Write them on your door frames of your houses and on your gates, so that your days and the days of your children may be many in the land of the Lord, or the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors, as many as the days that the heavens are above the earth. Communication. You already know the scripture. You already know the word of God. You already know Jesus Christ. You already know everything that you need to know. Is truth? Yes. Is kind? Yes. Is necessary? Speak. But let's listen first to Him. The Holy Spirit will teach us and will guide us. And at the end, when we say, why me? Because that's the responsibility that we have over here right now on the earth. We are responsible to communicate the blessing, the glory of God in people's life. And you also have the responsibility to lift them up. Sometimes we lose that with our own understanding and knowledge. And we hurt people with our words. We condemn them with our words. Remember, it's who you are, where you are, where you at. Heavenly Father, we worship you. We praise you. We thank you for this blessing and time. Thank you because we keep learning. We keep growing in your presence, in your word, keep teaching us to continue listening more your word. Listen the Holy Spirit. Listen the truth, the life that we need to understand, and remove everything that is not from you. Clean us, purify us. Put in our hearts and our mind your word. Your Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, help us. Continue using us as the greatest communication on this world of our Father God. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we bless every person here and also all the ones that they couldn't make. We worship you, God. Thank you. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.